Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Gabe, it's a John Word.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just got in right over that thing. I think I'm going to pass on it. It's a little more, well, I didn't know it was going to be a weekly deal, and although it's not a lot of money, but I had a credit card one time. I couldn't get them to stop taking money out of my account, and they just kept on doing, you know, like I'd call them up and tell them, you know, stop that, you know, we're through. And anyway, I never have to do auto debit out of my bank account.
Yeah, what? Can you say that again? So you had a bad experience with a credit card, them ACHing your account, like too frequently or after the funds were already paid off?
Well, I don't know how they got how they did this, but they started sending me, and I'll never forget it, Girls Gone Wild. And I told them I didn't want that. And they said, well, send it back. We'll take it off. Well, they wouldn't take it off.
Wait, so...
credit card.
Oh, so wait, Girls Gone Wild kept debiting your account?
Yeah, in California.
Yeah, that's something you're not going to... We're much more... we've been around for 13 years. That's not something you're going to have to worry about with us.
I don't like that auto debit out of my bank account.
Okay, is that your only concern? Because, you know, we worked really hard. We got you some premier pricing. We got you as cheap as pricing that exists for an unsecured loan. So I know you're not super familiar with the unsecured loans, but, you know, in regards to your concern, you know, we're not going to take a penny more than, you know, what is, you know, clearly there in the documents there on the first page.
Yeah, well, I knew that was supposed to be, it's supposed to work, but I just don't like to give somebody an authority to. I got a $15,000 debit out of my bank account here about 6 months ago.
Right, and I remember we talked about that, and you know, I can't speak for other companies and you know their practices,
right.
You know,
yeah,
especially companies like that you know have gotten in legal trouble with issues like that, so. I mean, I really understand your concern, but you know, we wouldn't be around 13 years, you know, if there was issues like this occurring, you know.
Well, you know, another thing that scared me was, you know, I thought I'd do business with you, and then I sat down on there, and on later on down in there, Marlin Bank was going to be the one taking it out of my account. And I don't even have any idea who that
is.
Yeah,
they're essentially the same as us. So that's that's our partner, right? So it's essentially the same thing as us. You know, like any source of lending that you utilize, you know, your credit cards, you know, debt, you know, is transferred and whatnot. But you would be dealing solely with me. You know, I would work, you know, I'd be here by the phone 24, you know, all day long when you need me.
Right.
Any issues that you have. And the issue, you know, it's very clearly there. You know, it's only 52 payments that are going to be made, you know, for the year. And, you know, I haven't had I've been doing this a long time, John, and I haven't had a single issue, you know, with too much money being taken. So, you know, we worked hard and we got you, you know, the cheapest payback possible. You know, I just, you know, this will
well,
be
I
a
realize
great...
It's an unsecured loan, you know, and 20% is not the best in the world. You know, I've got an A-plus Federal Credit Union card that I've had for several years, and they sent me a deal the other day. Asked me, in fact, they sent me a check. They just signed a check and cash it. And it's I don't even have to pay interest on it till August, and then I pay 14% interest on it for however long I keep it. You know, however long I borrow it.
Gotcha. And is that on your personal credit report?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. See, this is a business loan, right? So this isn't going to show up on your personal credit. Strictly through the business. Everything, you know, in the documents is very straightforward. You know, it's just...
You know, like I say, it's not a lot of money they're taking out each week, and I don't, you know, that's not a problem there, but I just think for, give somebody an authority to debit my bank account whenever they want to, you know.
We're not debiting your account whenever we want to. It's just a weekly payment, right? It's not going to fluctuate. The payment is going to stay the same, you know, through the remainder of the term. It's that same $349 payment. So, you know, there's no reason to be concerned, you know, as far as the frequency, it's going to be the same day of the week every week. So, you know, it's not going to go longer than 52 weeks, the term. It's not something that you need to be concerned about.
Well, let me, I'll take that stuff with me in the morning when I go to work, and I'll have a little time to look at it. Like, we just got in for work, and I glanced through it.
Hey, hold on for, do you mind holding on for just 1 second, John?
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that, John.
That's okay.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, think about it. You know, take till tomorrow morning. Think about it. What I would recommend is go on our Google Plus review site. Take a look at some of the feedback on our company here. And, you know, my name is mentioned in a lot of those posts, you know, people that work with me. So I would just take a look at that. You know, this is a good way to get your foot in the door with us. You know, we got you some premier pricing for a first-time customer with us, you know, because we did want to get that relationship started. So I would just say, you know, think about, you know, next time around what we'll be able to do for you. And, yeah, take a look at our online reviews, and then maybe I'll follow up with you in the morning. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Or afternoon?
I was going to say our time is a little different than your time. So you're behind us. Yeah, it would be in the morning for you.
Yeah, I get here at 6:30, so it'd be about 8:30 your time.
Yeah, say, give me a couple of hours to look it over, because I got to get the guys started. You know, when we first, I usually get the job about 8:00. You know, we loading up. I get to the shop about 7:30, but we loading up. You know, getting all of our stuff ready to go, and then we have traveling time, so it's usually about 8:00. So give me a to about 10:00, that'll be 2 hours later. It'll be about noon for your time, I guess.
Yes, sounds good. Yeah, I will reach out to you then. And, yeah, like I said, just do some research on us. You know, we've been around for a long time, and I understand your concern and you know, just looking out for yourself. But I will reach out to you tomorrow, and we'll get in touch and see where this is heading, all right?
All right. Give me a holler.
All right, John, we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Bye.